My name is Celia Rucato, and the organization name is Chat Enterprises Private Limited.
So, Celia, tell me, you, I understand, are one of the people behind the scarf that the president was wearing at Davos.
Yes. It's been a scarf that we've had sort of on our product list for the last, I'll say, 3 years. Yes, yeah, it's been 3 years. We initially started it as just something that was just part of experimenting because our core business is really textile printing. And we currently have a project where we've printed and designed a range of fabrics that are inspired by the Great Zimbabwe and Kami monuments. And it really just came from a space where, we started off making clothes for people, African-inspired clothes. And it was just like, okay, there's nothing that's really Zimbabwe when we are talking about dress. So it just started from a space where we wanted to just, begin the discussion on, what makes us look Zimbabwean when we wear clothes.
So how did you get the president to actually wear the scarf and to debut it on the world stage in that spectacular fashion?
That was completely, to be honest, a surprise on our end because we had called the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And just said, it was all very last minute. We've got these scarves and we've got this fabric. Can we just deliver something? And, if it's something that you can work with it.
So what happens now? Where have you had any follow-up on, the scarf following the debut in Davos?
Yes, it's been a very overwhelming response, especially today. Just a lot of people, on Facebook, because I think it was more a situation that from outside of the company is that we never really marketed the product. So it's like the first time that people are seeing it. And for us, it's a shock because we've had this for the longest of time, whenever we travel, my sister studied in China. We'd make sure that, we try to pay our embassies a visit and drop off a scarf for them. There's always just been something that is just there in the background. And it's really exciting to just see how people are reacting and are excited about it because I would say when we initially put it out in the market, you'd see, the raised eyebrow, okay, what is this about? But I think that's really just the discussion that Zimbabweans need to have. It's not that, the scarf is the answer, but I think it's just a step towards just, finding how we can express our identity and express our culture and I guess what we're about through our dress. So it's just the beginning, I believe.